Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Today, I want to talk about giving before you ask. Are you a giver? I read an article recently and went through the kind of personality traits of the giver. I thought they were actually pretty interesting. So I asked yourself as I go through this list, you give or re-gift things for no reason because you want to make sure things are taken care of or that they're being of use. So you give things just, you know, not necessarily for a birthday or for an occasion, just because you want to help someone. Or you are I loved it. It says givers are the inventors of regifting. So it makes you stop feeling about being a regifter. You'd rather go without than ask for help. That certainly sits right with me. I have a hard time asking for help, even though I've learned to, and you need to too. Givers know a lot of people and we love when they meet each other. So givers are really good matchmakers. That makes me feel good because I love my friends to meet each other and get to know each other. We just had a birthday and I had four couples and they didn't all know each other. We had just a fabulous time. You return everything that you borrow. You want to make sure if you borrow something from someone that they get it back. So if you're going through your closet and you find a bunch of stuff that you know you borrowed from somebody, you may not be a giver. So ask yourself. So I just love these questions. Want you love to give advice, you know, even when it's not asked. That means you just want to, you want to give advice, you want to share information that you read. I read a good article. I saw a great show. You want to give the gift of what you've learned to other people. And selling comes naturally because you are enthusiastic about something that is a benefit to you. So it's you're able to get people to buy into something because you're so passionate about it. Typically, givers will send thank you notes or send texts or calls to thank people for something because they feel that they want to make sure they show their appreciation. And sometimes we even say thank you when we know that probably isn't deserved, but we want to be giving and giving to other people. We never remind people that they owe us money. That's a true statement. It kind of goes in there without wanting to ask for help. And being a giver feels good. I mean, we've heard the statements, give and you shall receive, right? We've also heard the just ask. Well, there's an element of just ask is being, allowing yourself to position yourself to be able to ask. And you do that by being a giver first. It's that theory of reciprocity. Particularly when you're looking for a brand association and it's somebody that you want to align with, have you been supportive of them? Have you, bought any of their materials? Have you been active in their social media? Have you attended events where they've spoken and given them great positive feedback? Have you been giving or do you just want to take? So there's the, Bob Berg wrote the book, Go Givers, which is a great book. And you've heard you're either a giver or a taker. And so there's nothing wrong with asking for what you want, but just take a step back and say, how have I shown that I'm worthy, right? And by supporting them and doing things to support them. So for instance, one of the things that happens here a lot, so we have a lot of people calling that are just starting out. And I love to support people in growing their brand, but they call, they've never bought anything from us. I don't know them at all. they call and they want to invite me to participate in an online summit. And as part, because they want my name and my reputation, but then they say, well, you have to promote it to your database. Now, you know, I like to support people that are up and coming. All right, so let me start with that. I am a giver. I like it probably more than I should sometimes. That's why I have a system that people get me on the phone. I usually say yes when I know I shouldn't. But in that situation, it's totally inequitable. They're just trying to take. They want to take my name. They want to take my database, right? And so that's a situation where, you know, we're going to say no every time because there's no reciprocity. There's no acknowledgement. They see my brand and they want to help have my brand help them elevate theirs, which I'm happy to do when there is reciprocity. So when you are building your business and building your brand, you are going to see that power of association is hugely important. I have built my entire career through understanding the power of association and supporting that. And that's what I want all of you to think about. How can you expand on your power of association? And who can you reach out and start supporting them and earn that right for a brand association? You may be equal powerful brands and be able to exponentially grow both of them. Or this may be somebody that has a brand that's stronger than yours that you want to align with. And that's good too, but have you earned the right? What's that power of reciprocity? All right, give before you ask. Earn the right to have that support and know that they're gonna be much more apt to say yes if they know you've been supporting them, right? Have you been supporting them? Have you given before you asked? Have you been there to support them? You give and you shall receive. Give before you ask. And that's something that, my entire career, I've always thought about. How can I make them better? If I can make them better or give them something that supports them, then I can position myself to where we can work together to create a greater result. So being a giver, and sometimes it's strategic. Yes, if there's somebody you want to work with, strategically start seeing how can you start supporting them to get on their radar screen. You know, when we have somebody that is very active in our Facebook page or very active as a customer, and they call the office, they're going to get a yes very quickly versus somebody we don't know. And so make yourself important to them. Make yourself participate, engage with them, and support their branding and their messaging. And in doing that, you start building a relationship, and then that relationship can turn into a collaboration. But that power of association needs to be real. And then when you get to that level, I'm so thrilled that I met Tim Story and Coach Burt through various engagements. Tim Story, I had met several years ago, but then we reconnected during the Think and Grow Rich tour, and was introduced to Coach Burt. And in our conversations, we just really connected. And so we talked about each other. We talked about how wonderful it was to meet each other. I mean, it was just like this mutual admiration society. And the two of them got together to create a tour in 2020. And oh my gosh, I'm so honored. They reached out to me to ask me to join the tour. What an incredible opportunity. And I'm just so looking forward to it, not just for the people in the audience, but just to have the opportunity to spend more time with two men that I have tremendous respect for and the impact that they've had on the world. So how can you see that happening? Putting yourself in the place of greatest potential. And doing that by giving, 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 giving before you ask. And by giving of yourself, you're showing an investment of yourself, an investment of your time and attention. And that does not go unnoticed. Certainly for us, we pay attention. We have people coming to us all the time asking. And the asking part is more impactful if it's someone we know of, and we know somebody who has supported us and somebody who has been a member of our community. We're much more likely to listen and work with someone that we know has been engaged with what we're doing and helping us spread the word. And so if there's somebody you want to work with, start sharing their stuff, start highlighting them, start showing them that they're important to you before you ask them for something. And even if it's somebody that is of equal stature than you, same thing, because it's called respect. Giving before you ask is called respect, and showing that you are a giver. And I started off by these attributes of being a giver, and they really are true. And you can ask yourself which ones you fall into. I'm not sure all givers are the greatest salespeople, because the other attribute is not likely to ask for help. So that one I'm not quite sure I agree with. But all these other ones, same, not liking to ask for help, never reminding people if they owe you money. It's hard for me to call somebody when we've got, invoices out there. But that's business. So you have to say, okay, the systems, we need to have the systems. Giving gifts for no reason, sending thank you notes. We love to connect people, all these things. And so if you apply those philosophies in business, connecting people, engaging, giving gifts, we talk about in the sales process, give, ask. So in the nurturing campaign within funnels, give, ask. So that people, understand that they're getting value from you. Same thing in any relationship, adding value. Like when I was raised a little girl, my dad would ask me each night, Sharon, have you added value to someone's life today? And so as you are looking at the things that you need out in front of you, think about how you can start supporting the individual that you need something from in a legitimate and, in a way with integrity, and basically share and support them so that when it comes time to have that conversation, they can see that you've been engaged and supported them. So give before you ask. And would the world be a better place if everybody followed that? So thank you so much for watching today's and listening to today's segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And please share it. If you've heard something that was good and you know people that might need to hear this message, please share it with them. Have an incredible day. Love you all. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.